Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Faith in the Zone, a show about sports and faith, how the two come together and lives being touched. Right now, discover how people in sports walk in faith with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Welcome to Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan. I am Mike McGivern, again flying solo this week. Looking forward to Pastor Ken Keltner getting back in studio with me, and I'm not quite sure when that'll be, but I look forward to it. Our two guests today, we've got two good guests, and our last three segments, Kelly Kennedy. She's a former Division I basketball coach and author of a book called Broken to Bold, and it comes out tomorrow. And she is from Akron, Ohio. She was the Division I coach at Akron when all kinds of things happened and she lost her job. We're looking forward to talking to her about this book that she has written, Broken to Bold, and it's just a journey that she's been on to really find her identity in Christ more than in Christ and in basketball. But our first guest, and not a lot, and I think he'll agree with me, not a lot in the radio business when you can promote somebody at a different sports station when you're on one sports station, but Steve the Homer True, he's a guy that I've respected for a long time, and I love to hear him on Marquette basketball. I'm a big Marquette basketball fan. I think he does as good a job as anybody in the country. He's in 94.5 ESPN. He's on every day from 2 to 4, but what I want to talk to him about today is he's got a YouTube channel with Tom Pippen, and Tom is a former Faith in the Zone guest from a long time ago when we first started the show, and Homer and Pip, it's called My Faith with Homer and Pip. And I had a chance to be on that podcast, and I can tell you, they've had some great guests on. And all, by far, my favorite so far that I've watched is Stan Johnson, the head coach at Loyola Marymount, who's an assistant coach at Marquette. But I'm now joined by Steve the Homer True. Homer, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, yes. It's always good to work with Pip, and I learned from a childhood friend that they call him Tommy, so I really like to call him Tommy now, so... Feel free to do that as well. That's what his childhood friends called him.
Well, that's awesome. He is he's about as good a man as you're going to find. I don't know anybody nicer than Tom Pippen. And please don't be offended by that, Homer, but he's a way nicer guy than you and I are.
Why would I be offended by that? No one would argue with that point.
Hey, before we get into My Faith with Homer Pip, I got to tell you one story. I love all the color analysts that you have. With Marquette, the guys that have gone through it with you the last, I don't know, 20, 25, how many years you've been doing Marquette games?
I started in 1989.
Wow. George Thompson, for me, he was the best of the best. And I can tell you, there was a game, and I'm listening to the radio, and Pop Sims did something on the floor with the ball. And George Thompson said he showed some prestidigitation. And I went, what did he just say? And I'm like, okay, I got to figure out. And you start laughing. You said, what was that? And he said, sleight of hand like a magician. Well, the first three times I used that line to somebody, I bylined George. And ever since then, I've just taken it as my own. I've taken it as my own. But I remember exactly where I was in the car. You know, some people remember where they were when this happened or that happened. When George Thompson said Pop Sims showed some prestidigitation, I know exactly where I was. That man, that makes me weird, I would think, don't you think?
No, George had different phrases. My favorite one was self-checkalization.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is, there's no way anybody can stop this guy, but he seems to be stopping himself. He isn't he isn't doing what he can do. He invented the no-footer. It had never been used. Many have copied it since then, but yes, someone missed a no-footer, and there are others, but yes, he was similar to all the people that played for Al McGuire that I've talked to, basketball wasn't just a game. Basketball was me against you. It was a mental thing. I own you, that I can do whatever I want. There was a strength and approach that they had about the game. And even when he analyzed it, it's not about whether you're playing man-to-man or zone or this. It's getting a feel of, Homer, this one's over. The first year, Tony Smith, I think it was Tony Smith or who it was. Yeah, he had made like 30 free throws in a row. 30 in a row. The first one he makes, and George goes, I didn't like that one. The Georgie made, and then he missed the next one. And Aaron Hutchins one day made a shot, you know, 30 seconds in. And George says, 30 tonight, Homer. But George, you just made one shot. I think he put up 34 or something. Bo Ellis is the same way. There's a feel. And I don't know if Al recruited those guys, or I assume it was a part of him, but
man,
that's the way they looked at the game. And so, yeah, it was special.
It was, and I did that prestidigitation. I'm just telling you, I really do enjoy listening to you on Marquette calls. I feel like I'm in the arena, and I appreciate that. Let's talk a little bit about the YouTube channel, My Faith with Homer and Pip, how that thing kind of came to play. And I got to tell you, I really appreciate you guys having me on. And I went back and watched it, and I realized now I know what people mean when they say I have a face for radio. My goodness. But you had made a comment early in our conversation where you said, hey, look, I appreciate, you said this to me, I appreciate you being out there in front of it, and you don't mind getting up and talking about that part of your life, and it wasn't something that you were comfortable with, and I wasn't either, to be honest with you, but I feel like I'm being led to do it, and I really appreciate you saying that. I'm wondering where kind of the idea for My Faith with Homer and Pip, where that came from?
Well, I want to address what I said to you, because it's really the truth. It's you are public with it. It's always been a big part of my life, but I always thought there's a part of my personal life, be it family or my faith, that I don't know if I want to be the guy who tells everything about his family or the guy who tells everything about his faith. And I thought, well, man, I don't feel, and then I've listened to you. There's another guy, Chuck Swirsky in Chicago. And it just takes a lot of strength, because that's part of who you are in terms of how people look at you with all the skills that you have on radio. And once you started doing it, I thought, man, you're so scared. Don't be scared. Do something. And this started not really on radio, but just the interest I have in people's stories about their faith. And I've always been fascinated with the difference that people have or what they would talk about. And part of it is because I have an amazing ability to irritate both sides. So people that don't have much of a faith think I'm too strong, and people that do go, but you have just these weird ideas in the sense of being a part of different denominations and not understanding. And so my fascination, excuse me, were you going to say something?
No, I'm just listening.
So my fascination became in a different way with Mother Teresa, who, as I learned more about her, when she decided to help all the people in India, she had to basically avoid trying to Christianize them because they wouldn't have let her help the people. They didn't want that. And so she gave that up in order to help these people. And I thought, why can't I do something in that manner in terms of, you could be Jewish, you can be fundamentalist, you can be Catholic. And the faith story transcends all of that. And so that's kind of how it got started. And I picked Pip because his faith is so strong and it's so normal. And as you said, everybody likes Pip. And then he knew Brett Young, who's done all the producing, which is so much tougher than normal because we've done it with the video. So it fit because I have a fascination, and it fits kind of my philosophy that everybody's faith is a little bit different, and yet there's a strength and there's a common part to it, and people do such incredible things as a result of their faith, either recovering from addictions or helping other people. And it's I've been, thanks mostly to Pip, because a lot of these are people that he's known, just stories that just have amazed me how great some people are. And so hopefully more and more people will watch them, and we're going to turn it into a podcast where it's just the audio. whatever way there is to get more people to listen to these incredible stories.
Hey, I would recommend to the people that listen to this show, you will really enjoy My Faith with Homer and Pip. You know, the ones that I have watched, and again, Cordell Henry was so good. Molly Fay
was
really good.
And he mentioned other athletes, and Molly Fay was special, who got us on TV for her show in the morning. But her story, and the other thing is that people will notice the incredible joy that people have in telling their story. Others, either that others haven't asked them before, or there's a sense of pride in being willing to go more public with it. There's been parts to it that have surprised even me, and especially Pip. Everybody, I asked Pip, I don't want to know the story. I want to know nothing about this person, because every time I hear their story, I go, how does Pip do this?
Right.
The incredible power and strength and the story of recovery or helping, the family that's like adopted 14 kids. You feel like you're doing a movie. This should be a movie. No, this should be a movie. No, this could be a movie. That part of it is way beyond what I actually anticipated.
I agree. He is Steve the Homer True. Again, you can check out their YouTube channel. And what I look forward to is when everything, you know, opens up, and I can either have him and Tom Pippen come here, and we can do a full hour, because I'm going to be asking the questions this time. And he asked him last time, and when he said, hey, give me one guest, and I went on like six or seven guests, and you were like, that's it. I don't want to hear anymore. I told you one. Well, I can't wait until I can turn the tables with Homer and Pip. And I, again, recommend go to this YouTube channel, go to My Faith with Homer and Pip, and look at all these guests and pick out a couple of them. And you'll get to make sure you put 30 minutes aside, because you're going to get hooked watching this. And it's really good. And I'm really proud of you guys for doing this. And as much as we can cross-promote, I think the more people that we get to listen to these faith-based stories, I think the better we are. Hey, Homer, thanks a lot. I really appreciate your time. I look forward to getting, hopefully in 2021, I can have you guys in studio and we'll do a full hour.
I look forward to it. It's fun to be on your show, and I know people have told you this, but you filled a role that most, including myself, may not have the guts to do, and everybody has benefited from it, and I'm glad you've done it and done it as well as you have.
Man, that's Steve the Homer True. Thank you so much. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, Kelly Kennedy, again, former Division I basketball player at Akron, is going to join us. She's now an author, and the name of the book, Broken to Bold, and comes out tomorrow. And I would highly recommend you pick that book up, and we'll talk to Kelly on the other side. This is Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan.
More now of Faith in the Zone, discovering people in sports and their walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church. Back with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, again flying solo this week. Pastor Ken Keltner from Brookside Baptist Church. We'll get back in studio when they allow us to do that. Our second guest, and we're going to spend the rest of the show with Kelly Kennedy. And let me tell you a little bit about her. Former Division I basketball coach, and she's an author. And I got a copy of this book, and I have to tell you guys, you're going to want to pick this book up, and it'd be a perfect Christmas gift. The name of the book is Broken to Bold, Journey of a Rise to the Top, Major Fall, Revelation of Truth. And Coach Kelly Kennedy is our special guest, and you'll be able to pick up this book a couple of ways. One, Amazon is going to have it, and it hits tomorrow. So tomorrow the book is available, or you're going to be able to go to CoachKellyKennedy.com. And she's going to have about 100 books, and she's going to be able to sign them. And we hope to be able to get those to you by Christmas. I know going to Amazon, you'll get it before Christmas. And it's a really good Christmas gift. We are joined by Coach Kelly Kennedy. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Mike.
Coach, in the intro, I said a Division I basketball coach and author. Did you ever think growing up that you'd be introduced as an author?
Never, not in a million years. And That's a God thing.
It's 100%. 100% God thing. Let's talk a little bit about your background and where you grew up. You know, you came from a big family and a lot of kids and some brothers that, you know, that maybe toughened you up a little bit playing some basketball and some other sports. But where'd you grow up? And let's talk about that part of your life.
Yeah, I grew up in Euclid, Ohio, little suburb of Cleveland. And it's a lot of sports. You know, sports is a big part of our life. And growing up with the boys, I always wanted to be one of the guys and get out there on the field. And so fighting and clawing from when I was a kid, I was the wrestling dummy, you know, and they'd practice their wrestling moves. I was the down man that I had to, you know, they'd practice. I'm like, well, why do I have to get my face in the mat? Like, you know, I had to learn to fight to stand up. So ever since I was a kid, just, and that's what helped to create my, you know, my competitiveness and my desire to win and, you know, just wanted to be out there and compete with the guys.
Hey, Coach, when you were playing, you know, youth sports and high school sports, and you were a multi-sport athlete, were you always the best on your team? You know, were you that girl that was okay, you're the first pick in every draft?
Yeah, you know, fortunately, I was, and, you know, sixth grade, I played on the eighth grade team, and, you know, I was even picked on the playground to play kickball with the boys. You know, I was picked in the top four, so that was a big deal, too. But all through, yeah, I played, you know, varsity as a freshman in basketball and volleyball. And softball, I actually played JV, so I wasn't one of the better ones in that sport. But typically, I mean, just my competitiveness. I was just a scrapper.
Boy. I love that, and I find that, you know, either it's whether a boy or a girl who has older siblings that are really into sports, they're the ones that I think really kind of, they sit on the sidelines watching, thinking like, okay, when do I get to go out there and play? And I have these three grandsons, and our youngest of my daughter, Beckett, he just turned 7, and Kelly, he believes this is his world, and he allows you and I to live in it. I mean, that's where this little guy is, and it just kind of makes me laugh. Hey, after high school, I know that you had there's a couple options for you. You ended up at Case Western Reserve, and the idea was because it's such a good school academically, and you had thought about it, you were going to be a doctor. And I loved the part of the book where he came home and said, "Mom, I'm not going to be a doctor. There's this class I just can't get through, and I'm going to be a coach now." And I kind of laughed because I thought, wow, you know, again, in college, you can change your mind 100 times, but that's a big difference, Coach, going from being a doctor to being a coach. And the thought process behind that was, academically, there was the one class, it was really difficult.
Yeah, it was, you know, organic chemistry, and at Case, I mean, Case is a great school for pre-med, you know. Yep. It was one of the best, so of course I want to go to the best, and didn't realize that there's the competitiveness in the classroom like there is on the athletic field. I'm like, whoa, people, I need a little help here. Like, I can't get through organic chemistry. But so that competitiveness, I didn't like so much in the classroom, but yeah, I said that I remember sitting in my dorm room and just thinking, what do I love? What am I passionate about? And I want to help, like, I wanted to help people. That's why I wanted to be a doctor. But then I realized I'd worked several camps through the summers, and it's like coaching. I love teaching. That's helping kids. So that desire was planted in me. And it was like, man, I want to be a coach. And then I said, and I wrote it down, Mike, I said, I'm going to be a Division I head basketball coach. Now, mind you, a Division III athlete who hadn't been recruited to go play in college, you know, but to play D3. And I was going to be a Division I coach. I'm like, pretty lofty.
Pretty lofty.
Pretty lofty goals for that kid.
Yeah, I agree. And I can tell you that. When you decided to do that, similar to figuring out how to get up off the mat when your brothers are using you as a wrestling dummy, When you look at your bio on that journey of being a coach and getting to be a head coach at the Division I level, you know, grad assistant at Oregon, assistant at Texas Christian, and assistant coach at Iowa State, and then that journey to be the head coach at the University of Akron. So, you know, you're going home. You're going to your home state. You get a chance to be the head coach at Akron. And it's interesting because, again, we'll talk about this part in our next segment, but that's kind of who your identity was, you know, that you kind of lost your identity into being, look, I'm a Division I basketball coach, and that's who I am. And when that stopped and, you know, you got fired after 4 years and it wasn't something you thought or saw coming – and there was that was a difficult time, and that's where the book came from. Again, Broken to Bold is the name of the book, and I certainly Coach is so kind to send that to me so I could kind of look through it and get an idea on what the book was about. And it's going to be difficult once you get it to put it down. I can tell you that because it's really well written, and there's parts of this that I think everybody that listens to this show, Kelly, has been through. You know, the disappointment and the love of their family. And, you know, when you dedicate this book to your husband, Todd, and your three daughters, Molly, Finley, and Caitlin, it like brought tears to my eyes because when you said, look, you through your love, you taught me to, you know, to be a better coach and these things that you have encouraged me to write this book, and you just an amazing family. And I will forever be thankful and blessed to be your wife and mom. I knew immediately when I read that this is going to be a book that's going to be hard for me to put down because there's so much in there, Coach, that people can relate to.
Thanks, Mike. You know, this book was written from the heart, and the biggest thing was that I looked back at so many mistakes that I had made as a coach, and in that journey, you know, I rose up. In a short time, I was 32 as a head coach, and, you know, there was a lot to learn, but I thought I knew it all. But then I look back, and there's so much I did wrong, and I wanted this book to be there to help other coaches, to help leaders, to help people. Shoot, we all go through brokenness in our lives. We go through things with our family, with our teams, and everything that I wrote, it was, okay, how can this be a message to someone, a message of hope, a message of helping to make a situation they're in better? So that was truly the heart. My heart is that if this book was to help one person, that's it. It's like, all right, if it's for one person, that's why it was written.
I can tell you that when you know, again, if you're a basketball coach, you need to pick the book up. Because she's very honest with some of the mistakes that maybe she made, and I can tell you that it's got basketball stories all over it, that which is really interesting to me. And she's looking at things at a different with a different eye than maybe some of us other coaches do. And I found it amazing. Let me tell you a couple of the different chapters that I think, again, as coaches, if you're a parent of kids that play, you're going to want to read this. Because as a parent, there's a lot of things in here that I would hope and pray that some of the parents of some of the kids I coached over the 36 years that I coached would have read this before I coached their kids, because there's so much in here that you can learn. Pre-game warm-ups is the first chapter, my coaching journey, and then, you know, post-coaching realities, the long road to healing, which paragraph 4 is really, it's a tearjerker a little bit because you can feel the pain that Coach Kennedy went through. Life lessons is near the end. The X's and O's of success. We're going to talk to her, ask Coach Kennedy for her testimony on the other side of the break. Hey, before we get to a break, can you still hit a jump shot? Can you still shoot a little bit?
Ice in my veins, Mike.
Man, yeah. You know what? There's a difference between a pure shooter from Ohio and some of us boys here from Wisconsin. Don't think about coming up this way on a book tour. I'll find a gym, Coach. You and I, we'll play a little horse or one-on-one, whatever you want. I'm not going full court with you. I can tell you that right now. But you want to go half court, one-on-one, hustle, whatever you want. Come on. I got you.
We keep it we keep it half court and I got a chance. I don't know. If we stretch it out any further, I don't know. We need a little help.
Hey, Coach, if we go full court, we're going to play to two because I'll need to break and somebody will have to call 911. Hey, a couple of ways to pick this book up. Again, she is Coach Kelly Kennedy, and I hope it's okay if I continue to call you Coach because that's what you are. You're a coach in a lot of different ways. Amazon is the best way to get the book, I think, to get it before Christmas, but she's got 100 copies, and she will sign one and ship it off. You go to this website. It's one word, CoachKellyKennedy.com. CoachKellyKennedy.com. We'll continue our conversation with her on the other side of the break. This is Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone, an inside look at people in sports and their walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Bayview Shade and Blind. Here are your hosts, Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner, only on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern and our special guest. She is Kelly Kennedy, again, former Division I basketball coach at Akron, and she is an author, and her book hits tomorrow. And again, I would really recommend this. What a perfect Christmas gift. The name of the book is Broken to Bold, A Journey of a Rise to the Top, Major Fall, and Revelation of Truth. And you can get this book two ways. Amazon, go to Amazon.com, and it hits tomorrow. So tomorrow morning, you're going to be able to buy this book, or you can go to this website. One word, CoachKellyKennedy.com. And if you want a signed book, she's going to have about 100, so she will have 100, and once those run out, she's not going to be able to get those to you for Christmas. If you don't have to have it signed, Amazon would be a great way to make sure that you get it for a Christmas gift. Hey, Coach, let's talk a little bit about your upbringing. Were you brought up in a faith-based family?
Yeah, I grew up Catholic and went through, Catholic school all the way through high school.
And, I did as well, by the way. And I was always told to carry the Bible, and I'm quite a bit older than you are, so this is a different time. But carry the Bible, and don't worry about what's in it. We'll tell you what's in it. And so I never opened it up, and I knew Jesus Christ the same way I knew Abraham Lincoln. I knew all the stories, but I had no relationship with him. Can we talk a little bit about your testimony and where your walk with Jesus Christ began?
Yeah, I was always, even through college, like I'd go to church on the weekend. My roommate was Catholic too, so we'd make sure that we got to church, but, I'd be half the time hungover in church. Like, that's how good of a,
Yeah.
But I was there. I was there because we were supposed to do our obligation. So so that continued through as I, was coaching. And then I always felt like I was a good Catholic, that I followed the rules. But I never really knew about that relationship with Jesus. Then my journey kind of began when in 2006 I got fired from coaching, and it took me years, Mike, to admit that I got fired. I walked behind that. I resigned. I had a year left on my contract. We got a new athletic director. That was the easy thing to say. And after that, so I had a year off, a severance package. So I had a year that I couldn't coach. And then I started having a couple more kids. And in that time, I'm an entrepreneur. So I would start businesses, and some of them had, some relation to basketball, but I still wasn't really coaching. And then I went to a business seminar, and my biggest deal was my worth was in trying to figure out how to replace that income that I had lost, six-figure income as a coach. So how do you replace that? So I'm an entrepreneur, and I go to a business seminar because she's going to teach me how to make money. And I'm sitting there at the seminar, and the Danny Johnson's her name, and she says, how do you answer to your boss? and there's 1,000 people in the room, and literally out loud, I say, what if you don't have a boss? Because that's how you're an entrepreneur, to be your own boss. And she just turns and looks at me and points to the sky, and she says, that's your number one problem. And I was like, huh? Oh, my gosh. It hit me between the eyes. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. So that brought me to my knees, literally. And I just started from that day forward in 2014 to really start learning about that relationship with my father. And I started, I was digging in. I started reading the Bible and started learning. And then, it was always about getting to my heart, and reflecting. And I'm doing all this reflection, looking back, and finally realized I got fired. I got fired for a reason.
Right.
I was not walking with God in my coaching journey. I was walking with Kelly. And answering to, worried about winning. And that was the identity. You coach, and it's what people judge you on is your win-loss column, and that becomes your identity. So in getting fired, I lost that identity because that was who I was what I did. Was my identity.
Well, first of all, Coach, I love Dani Johnson. I don't know her, but I read that part of the book, and I have to read one quick paragraph about this because it just, I literally got goosebumps when I read it. On that faithful day in 2014, when I recognized for the first time that I'd never accepted God as my boss, my real journey began, digging into who I am and what I am called to do. The process of peeling of my emotional onion brought many tears and tough times. That is when you talk about your testimony that day and Dani Johnson, I don't know if Dani has any idea what has become of you, but thank God for a woman named Dani Johnson to challenge you like that.
Yes. And she really, it's been a 6-year, 7-year journey with her. She was a coach, and we'd go to seminars, and it was just always one more thing, challenging. And then I had the opportunity in 2019. This was the icing on the cake. 2019, I went to Israel with Dani and a group of people, and she called it the father-daughter journey. And so I go to Israel, and I'm like, what, who am I to be going to Israel? and then it was all about finding that true relationship. And I love the water. That's my peace. That's my peaceful place. And we go on, we're on the Sea of Galilee on the boat. As soon as I walked on the boat, I just had this overwhelming, oh my gosh, like he was just wrapping his arms around me and just giving me the biggest hug and saying, I love you. You're my girl. I know your heart. And it was just like, he knows me. Like, that's where he just totally revealed himself to me on the water, because that's my passion. That's my desire. And then just getting understanding who I was in that moment was life changing.
The testimonies on this show, Coach, they bring tears to my eyes because everybody has a different story, like when and how and where and what was happening in their life. And I thank you so much for sharing that. You must have been a little bit blindsided when you walked away from meeting Dani Johnson the first time, like, okay, hold on. What just happened here? Like, hold on a second. Whoa, let me take a breath here. What did she say and what did she mean by that? And I cannot imagine you slept very well that night.
Oh, for goodness sake, no. And then she has a follow-up seminar, and it was like, there's more. There's more. You're called for more. And at that point, Mike, I was thinking the more, because I was there to learn to make money. I'm like, yeah, there's more. Like I... yeah, she's going to teach me how to grow my business. Like, that's the more. And it was always, there's more. And then as I start digging into this, I'm like, oh my gosh, the more is how much fulfilling your life is with your relationship with God. And it was just like, that's the more. I mean, it took so much, you know, more and more, just getting on my knees and knowing that love. It was just like, that's the more, but it takes time to figure that out. And, I'm just so thankful, that God loved me so much that he didn't stop pursuing me.
He did not. And I think you'll know this because I certainly did. You know, when I made that decision, you know, Satan, the devil doesn't want to lose us. Didn't want to lose us, right? I did. I read in your book, you started drinking fairly early, as I did. And, you know, I'm 100% Irish, which means, you know what, I could be addicted to, you know, just about anything. That's the way I got beat up a lot and drank a lot. I mean, that was who I was for a long time. And, you know, you stopped, you realized, look, this isn't what I want to do anymore. This isn't who I want to be. I loved this part, too. And you said, look, notice I spell God with a little G, because what is your God? Is again, another paragraph. And when we're talking to Coach Kelly Kennedy, you want to go to CoachKellyKennedy.com. And this book is about to be released tomorrow. Name of the book is Broken to Bold. And everything that I've read, and I will read cover to cover, I'm scanning through stuff, picking out stuff, and I'm like, oh my goodness, this is really good. And I've highlighted about, you know, I got to stop highlighting every page, Kelly, because there's got to be a page that I'm not going to have interest in, but I haven't found that yet, by the way. Anyway, you say, look, notice that I spell God with a little G and not a big G. Think about it. What or who you run to when you're hurting, when things aren't going well in your life? What is your love, in quotations, that you run to when things get tough? Is it chocolate? Is it junk food? Is it beer? Is it wine? The hard stuff? Is it a person, your spouse, your work, even pornography? Yep, there you go. I said it. There's probably somebody reading this that would run to that. And you know what? You're right. I mean, we all run somewhere instead of just falling to our knees and saying, okay, Lord, what do you want? What are you doing? What do you want from me at this point? And that trip with Danny Johnson for you had to be not only the trip, but that first day of matter. I started laughing when I read that, Coach, thinking you got home and went, okay, hold on, what just happened? I'm in control. I want to be in control. I'm a head coach. I'm going to run my own business. And now, boom, Danny's like, okay, well, there's where your problem is. That's who your boss is. So, what? Tell me what you're doing now, Coach. What things and do you have any aspirations of getting back to college basketball coaching?
Oh, Mike, you know, I've been asked that question. You know, Tom Roy asked me that. You know, and I, like, you know, if God were calling me, like if that's where He wanted me to be, that's where I would go. But you know, the time and the what it takes to do that right now is so much. And I have to be honest. I do a lot of individual work, like private instruction.
Yes.
And I love working one-on-one. And I just recently had kids, you know, I'm like, hey, I'm putting together a website. Could you guys just write a testimonial to how I impacted you, you know, if I did? And I have to tell you, and I'm not bragging, but it's kind of like God's using me, like, with these, like, I love working with the high school kids because teaching them confidence in more, it's not just basketball,
right?
But it's believing in themselves and confidence in who they are, and helping them in that regard. And also I started this Champion Athletes for Christ at our grade school, and sharing with kids, you know, what their identity, we talk about sports, and God and Jesus. And my kids go to a Catholic school, so it's easy.
Yes.
But they don't necessarily, just like we did growing up, like it's like they don't necessarily know the Bible and know about Jesus as that relationship. So
100%.
You know, I talked to them, and the biggest lesson that one kid said was, I learned it's okay to lose. And when she said that, I said, I'm making a difference here because that's not, you're not defined by losing a game, you know? So to be able to get some kids to understand that and be okay, you know, not they want to lose, but someone's got to lose.
Right.
And it's okay.
Hey, really, we only have about a minute left in this segment and we have to get to a break, but how much different of a head Division I basketball coach, how different would this Coach Kennedy be from the one that got let go at Akron?
I tell you what, the X's and O's would be much more simple and getting to the person and understanding my team and the people and who they are and helping them be the best person they are would be the priority, and the wins would come or whatever. It is whatever's meant to be is meant to be, but helping them become a strong person and knowing who they are and confident in themselves is more important than the win column.
So different, a lot different.
Yeah, a lot.
Hey, when we get to on the other side of the break, Coach, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. One, your greatest victory, and I got to tell you, I read it because that was so far the best for me to read that. And again, when I ask her her favorite victory, man, look, she got to the Sweet 16. You know, there's a lot of good games that she's had great victories. You might be shocked at the greatest victory that she's had as a basketball coach, not in life, because we've talked about that. And again, I want to thank Danny Johnson. I do, because for Danny Johnson to be bold enough to say, really? Okay, let me tell you about your boss that you should be listening to. And I just think the world of her and certainly the journey that she's leading people on. Coach Kelly Kennedy, again, the book comes out tomorrow, Broken to Bold. And everything I've read, there's parts in this that everybody that listens to this show, there's something here for you in this book, and it's really well written. I'm really proud of Coach Kennedy and how open she is to her feelings in the journey that she has been on. You can go to CoachKellyKennedy.com or go to Amazon. And again, this will be available for you tomorrow. And what a perfect Christmas gift. Wrap it and give it to the coach in your life. I don't care if they're a sports coach or not. Everybody's got a coach in their life. We'll get to a break. This is Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM.
Back to Faith in the Zone. A journey on how people in sports walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Here are hosts Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner, only on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would...
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan. I am Mike McGivern flying solo today. Special guest, boy, she's great. Kelly Kennedy, again, former Division I basketball coach, has a lot to do with her journey. And, you know, you always wonder, boy, why would I get fired here? And the Lord had a different path that he wanted her to take. She is an author, Broken to Bold, A Journey of the Rise to the Top, Major Fall, and Revelation of Truth. Go to CoachKellyKennedy.com or Amazon.com. And, again, the book is available starting tomorrow. Any questions you have on how to get the book, you can get a hold of me here at the radio station if you're driving and can't write that down. One word, though, CoachKellyKennedy.com would be the best place to go. Hey, Coach, so I teased this up. The best win of your career, and you've had some big wins, man, some unbelievable wins at the college level. And when I started reading that paragraph or that chapter, I was like, boy, this is going to be fun. Well, I had no idea where you're going with that. It was a seventh grade girls game.
Yeah. So my daughter's basketball team, we had five players in this game, and it was a playoff for seventh grade, and we're down. I mean, we start down, I think we're down 9-2 to start the game, and I'm just going, oh man, okay, this is awesome. And then my daughter comes down in the next couple possessions, buries a three. Okay, 9-5, boom, buries another three. I'm like, what is going on here? Where did this go? And she's just so nonchalant. I'm like, holy smokes. So we tie the game, 9-9. I'm like, all right, now we're going somewhere now. But it was back and forth, and you know, she kept getting fouled or tripped, or she kept falling. The ref could come over and tell me, oh, she's just falling. I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, she's falling. Like every time she goes through the lane, so no fouls are being called. And we're just getting beaten up. We got five kids, and they're busting their butts. And one of the girls was not feeling well, which now during COVID, if she was playing, I'd probably be in big trouble. But she played anyway. And I'm like, well, we just have to start the game because we have to start with five. Okay, great. So she ends up sticking through the game and playing hard. And we're going back and forth, and we end up going into overtime, and then we end up, okay, we're in overtime, and my daughter, then I think we're down two in overtime, and she gets fouled, and I'm like, oh, awesome, all she has to do is make one, she just has to make one free throw, and you know, the kid's a pretty good shooter. Yeah. No sweat. Goes out, she misses them both. We're going into double overtime. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And these girls are gassed. And all I could do is just, all right, come on, you guys, just keep fighting, man. Just keep fighting and defending. You got this. And so anyway, we're in double overtime, and we're going down. And sure enough, we get into the position where Finley is, she gets fouled again at the end of the, she's shooting a three, gets fouled. And goes to the line, and again has chance to redeem herself, and she goes to the line, has to hit two, because I think we're down one, and she hits two free throws, and we go ahead, and we end up winning the game, and these kids are exhausted, they're gassed, and I was very good, I didn't say anything to the officials, and after the game, the site director comes over to me, and she says, Coach, she says, I want to tell you, she said, I am so impressed that you are so calm and how you handled your girls. That was so impressive. And to me, Mike, someone who had, you know, I've had some anger issues in my coaching days and had said many choice things to officials. So to show that I can control myself and have that self-control was a huge, huge, huge win for me as a coach.
Yeah.
And then after the game, I go over to the team, and I run them up, and I start talking. I'm like, you guys, I look at them, I'm like, I start to well up. And I said, that is the most valiant effort I have ever coached. And I start to cry, and my daughter's looking at me like, don't, Mom, no, don't do it. And no. I just looked at her, I'm like, listen, this is our moment. I'm going to say it, but it was a neat moment. And, but to be told that the control that I had was, you know, it just shows I've come a long way, and I'm so, so thankful that I get to enjoy those moments with my daughters, and they appreciate,
I love that.
Them.
I love that. Next time we have Kelly on, I'm going to get that question about if I could have her coach or play in one last game, because we have run out of time. You have to take a look at this book. I trust me when I tell you this. You're going to be so encouraged, and she has opened up her life and her heart to tell you about this journey that she's on. And there is something in this book for everybody. It's a perfect Christmas gift. It just is, whether it's, you know, you're a parent that wants to read more about, you know, youth sports and some of the things going on and some of the things that Coach Kelly Kennedy believes. It's just a really good book. And the name of the book is Broken to Bold. Broken to Bold. And you can buy it on Amazon, or it comes out tomorrow. CoachKellyKennedy.com. Coach, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. I wish you good luck with this book, and I will call you back in 6 months to 8 months, and we'll just do a recap, find out how things are going. I want to know then what the title for your second book is, because yeah, that's coming. I think the Lord's going to have you write another book. Coach, thank you very much. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Thank you, Mike. It's an honor. Thank you for blessing me with your time and having me on the show. You do great work, and it's awesome. Thanks for making me a part of it.
You bet. I appreciate that very much. Again, CoachKellyKennedy.com. This is Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.